You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
I got a question for you. Are you using video? Are you for your future book, brand, or business? As you're out and about, are you using video? That is the question of the hour today, because I'll tell you why. If you're not, you are absolutely missing out. And I get it. A lot of people are saying, well, I don't know how, or people will judge me, or I'll feel embarrassed, or what if I mess up? There's so many fears that we have when it comes to video, because we feel like it's permanent, or it's super real, or it's super close, or maybe we don't like our bald head, like me, whatever. But here's the point. Social media today is rewarding video over most any other medium. In other words, you're going to get more eyeballs on your stuff, more engagement, if you're using video. So we might as well face the facts, whether we like it or not. Video is here, and it's here to stay, at least for the foreseeable future. And as a result, I brought a very special guest. You guys know I don't often bring guests onto the show, but when someone has something really important that will help you, I bring them on. And so we have Amy Schmidauer, who's going to be joining us today, and she's going to be sharing about how to use video to grow your book, brand, or business. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Igniting Souls Podcast, episode 104. And Amy just released a very special book with Author Academy Elite just a short couple weeks ago. It's landed a number one bestseller, and it's held that. Here's the important thing. It didn't hold that like for an hour, for a day. It's multiple weeks, and at least currently, it's still there. So if you go to Amazon and type in the word vlog, V-L-O-G, Amy has crushed it and dominated the space. Amazon now knows, at least presently, if someone wants vlog, she is the queen, and she holds that place on all of Amazon. Pretty big stuff. So it's a very fun interview. You're going to get tons of value. And then at the end, I'm going to share some very special things about what Amy's talking about and what we have for episode 105. You do not want to miss this. In fact, the reason why I did episode 105 is because you've told me by your voting that there's a certain topic and a certain subject that has struck a nerve so much that it's the most listened to episode out of more than 100 episodes. It's the top one. And there's a reason why. And so I created episode 105 specifically based upon the popularity and your voting. So you're going to love it. Here's Amy. Get a notebook or pen if you can. If you can't, just listen, soak it in, and you're going to become an expert in vlogging by listening to her. All right. Welcome, folks. This is Carrie Oberbrunner of the Igniting Souls podcast. I am incredibly excited today to have a very special guest. She is crushing it in every place she goes. In fact, we brought her into the Igniting Souls podcast last October. Many of you met her there. Standing ovation, tons of value. Welcome, Amy Schmidauer. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. Happy New Year, Carrie.
Hey, I'm calling 2017 the year of unhackability. You're probably you're calling it the year of the book release.
I'm calling it the year of video, but every year is the year of video. So Unhackability is good too. I think that's perfect. But yes, the book release is definitely how I'm kicking off my 2017.
There you go. Well, and that's why we're here today. Look, I know what video does for me and my business, and I'm not even touching, you know, a tenth of what you're doing. But I know when I do video, just today on live stream, Facebook, yeah. You know, hundreds and hundreds of views from this morning, tons of value, met new people. So give our listeners what in the world first does vlog mean? Pretend we are just idiots. What does vlog mean?
No problem. I wanted to approach the book that way, as if sort of the word vlog is still this far distant and misunderstood word, because it still kind of is. And so to break it down really simply, it's literally a shorthand version of saying video blog. Mm. And, you know, what is a blog? A blog is any piece of valuable content that is on the web. It's short for web blog. So vlog is just all this put together in terms of video format. And I really actually believe that a lot of things can be considered a vlog, where some people might say that only a couple of things qualify as a vlog. I think anytime you're sharing value with people online and you're using video to deliver that message, you are vlogging in some capacity. So that's very simply what it is. I mean, this could mean uploading a video to Facebook. It could mean uploading a video to YouTube, and everything in between. We're seeing so many different options for this now with Instagram stories and Snapchat and all that kind of stuff. So if you are presenting value to your audience online or your community or people you hope will become part of your community, and you're using video to do that, then you're vlogging.
Awesome. So people are vlogging and they didn't even know it.
That's right. You could be. Yes. You just might already be a vlogger today.
Well, that's right. And I love this little Facebook ad I saw, I don't know, a month ago, but it basically said something like, are you scared to press go on Facebook Live or something? And they were, did you see that one, by the way, little video?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think I saw that.
Well, it's like they were almost trying to give their people, us Facebook people, the permission, the courage to press record, because I think, like you taught at our conference, there's this apprehension, will I do it perfectly? Talk to the person who knows they want to give it a try, jump in that pool, but they're just a little scared.
This is by far and away one of the most frequently used excuses, but that's okay. It's a good excuse, but once you get a little bit deeper and you stop thinking about it as what will people think of me on camera, or why would I get on video? People will think that's so weird, or I don't know if I'm going to be good enough. You probably need to be born for it. And none of that is true. It's actually about how important your message is. Mm. And I've never been a ham. You know, I wasn't the person that was always trying to get in front of the camera growing up or anything like that. But when I realized that I actually had something pretty cool to say that other people would care about and they should hear it from me, suddenly every medium becomes open to you. It's not just video. It's not just vlogging. It could be blogging. It could be just photography. It could be whatever. You don't have to be someone else or be as good as someone else to have your message so important that you share it. So I say to you, if you're thinking, I want to try this so desperately, but I'm just not there yet. I don't think I'm ready, or I'm a little bit self-conscious. Then I just say, look at the lens like it's the human being that needs to hear your message, instead of thinking about it like, oh, I'm talking to this dead object in the room. This is so silly. It is silly. That's very unnatural. But to talk to a person is completely different. So if you actually think that way and you picture one person, not thousands of people, because that's also unnatural, talk to one person when you're making that video, that first video, and it will be the best first video you could ever make, because you keep someone in mind and therefore that message is customized for them and it's the best representation of how you could do it in that moment.
That's so true. And I think you nailed it. When I'm worried about how am I going to come off, or for people who have hair, unlike me, is my hair right today or whatever? See, I don't have to worry about that.
I wish I didn't have to think about my
hair.
There
you go. See, there are benefits. There are benefits. But, you know, for other people who say, oh, gee, I have to sound right, look right, I tell them what you're doing is you're actually thinking about yourself. You're prideful in that moment. And you nailed it. What about the person who's really in need of your message that day?
Yes.
That's the one that you're speaking to.
Because if you're doing this to help someone, then it's about them. If they have to wait to hear what you have to say because of all those things that might be holding you back, they could get their message from someone else. And that's okay. And a lot of times that's fine. But you're holding yourself back.
Yep.
Because they're going to find their message somehow. They're going to get it at some point. You could tell them now, or they'll hear it from someone else, or it'll be another time. And this is your opportunity.
Very interesting. And why a book now? Because, you know, this podcast is a lot of authors. And in my opinion, author and writing is one form of communication. Vlogging is another. Speaking is another. So we have all these mediums of communication. Why a book for you now?
Well, this guy, Carrie, sat down with me at a coffee shop one day and convinced me it was time. You know, here's the thing. I've been asked for a book for a lot of years, but I kind of looked at people and I was like, you know, I make videos, right? Like they're all free and on the internet and you can go watch them and you can learn a lot. And I don't know why you need a book from me, but what was interesting is, I dragged my feet on it for a while, but as a speaker, that's where it really started to become, suddenly important to me because it's crazy what happens when you have this ability, first of all, to speak on a stage and have people hear your message and in that format, think very highly of you and want to walk away with something to then implement what you just taught them. The natural thing still today in 2017 is for someone to say, where can I buy your book right now? Will you sign it for me? It's like this whole process that people want to go through when they hear you. And I've never had that thing to hand them. I haven't had a tangible product.
Yeah.
So that's what started getting the wheels turning is who am I to say what the medium should be just because I specialize in one in particular. And now too, obviously we're including speaking, then, you know, maybe I should have a book as well, because if I truly want my message out there, if I truly want people to receive it, I need to go to them. And that's true in marketing, period.
Yeah.
So why would I not put that in book format? You know what? I walk into the airport bookstores regularly. I am in the airport constantly and I never skip a bookstore in the airport. I'm always shopping for those books. I'm always wanting to learn from someone in that format. And I like videos, but I'm still buying books. So for the people that were asking me, when people ask you to make something that they can buy, you do it.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. And let's be real here. I mean, books. So you just nailed one version, which is physical book. Cause you're right. People are not going to be like, oh, I connected with this girl on stage, Amy, she's fantastic, but let me take home her virtual course with me. You know, you know what I'm saying? They want a book and they want you to sign it and they want to hold it and all that. But another thing you've touched on is we didn't really talk about this, but even audiobooks, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you can have video, but you have to be eyeballs watching. But people are mowing the lawn, they're commuting, they're doing the dishes, and even your book in audio version is another. These are all good, these mediums. Fantastic.
Absolutely. And a lot of people, of course, because I make video, they're asking me for things like that. Like, are you going to have an audio? And my answer is a resounding yes, because I know how convenient that is for everyone. But, you know, there's something about an audio book that it's great and it's very important because, again, you're taking your message and putting it in the format that people want it. But because that audio book is linked to this real book, I think that's also legitimizing the audiobook in a lot of ways that people are more likely to want to listen to it because they know they could go pick it up and hold it in their hand and read it. I just think there's a really interesting psychology in that.
I think you nailed it. And you're right. I mean, I tell people all the time, if you are competing for a slot on stage, all things being equal, if you're a great speaker and someone else is a great speaker, but you have a book, you will be the one who's chosen because there is still this thing in the world that says, quote, Michael Jordan wrote the book on basketball.
Right.
You know,
right.
We still have this credibility thing going where I see your business, Amy Schmidhauer, even though you're rocking it in so many ways, I honestly think when you publish that book, it's going to just boom, skyrocket your influence, impact, and income. I mean, would you agree?
I am hoping so, yes. But what's really cool is I think people like to rally around something.
Yes.
And I have an incredible community mm-hmm. who subscribe to my YouTube channel. And, you know, we're doing this whole thing where we're getting everybody ready for the book, and everyone loves to have a reason to get excited.
Yes. Yes.
So by allowing myself to have this like period of time where we get to kind of count down to the days, I'm posting the countdown on Twitter. It's on my website. I'm posting a new video every day this month so people can see what it's like to launch the book behind the scenes. It's really fun. And because of all that, there's this buzz that's building.
Yes.
And because of that, the book is coming and people are like, oh, there's a book coming. Okay. And then my influence is increasing significantly because of obviously the subject matter, and income is directly tied to that because it's an item for purchase that people are excited about just because I'm telling them I made it and
right.
it's coming. And that's just a very cool thing to be a part of and to sort of lead the effort in, is that people actually care that much about it and they feel like they're a part of this with me.
Well, there's a few points that we need to touch on that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
One is, just give our listeners a ballpark of how many podcasts you've been on related to the fact that your book's coming out.
They're all scheduled out, but I guess we'll call it, what is it, like an online book tour is
sure.
what it is with all the podcast interviews, is right around at least 100. And that was my minimum, because why not? You know, I mean,
yeah.
I can talk about this stuff all day long. So why not do it at a time where I actually have a specific call to action that's very feasible for the average person to take
yes.
if they're interested in the subject, and go on podcasts? I have so many people in my community who've been inspired by me and started a video show or started a podcast. So now they have an opportunity to have me on. It's one of the coolest things about this whole process.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good reason to go on their show, but now they have a good reason to ask me, and they feel like they can give back to me what I've done for them. And in the meantime, they're also like, we're going to buy your book. It's like this incredible give fest
yes.
that's happening.
Yes.
And it's simply because I decided to take my message and put it in the 300-page book.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. And there's so many things I need our authors to hear. And not everyone who listens to this is an author, but Amy's done it well. Amy didn't just say, you know, I'm just going to show up today and, oh, I have a book and, you know, the whole world needs to come around me and celebrate the fact that I have a book. Unfortunately, a lot of authors think that. They think like mm-hmm. they're just going to hit publish and then the whole world's going to stand up and say, let's feature you and honor you and promote
right.
you. Instead, what Amy's done is she has deferred the ask and for years been the generous person, the person who's shown up at live events, the person who's been a giver. And now people are saying, of course, there's this currency of deposits that you've made. And I'm not saying everything like relationships are withdrawals, but let's
right.
face it, when someone does a podcast for you and with you, there's a lot of time they're putting in you. And so you're having this massive deposit/withdrawal, but it doesn't even feel like a withdrawal. They're happy to do it.
Right, right. It's something that they want to do. So it's weird for me because it could be considered as a withdrawal, but it's not at all. Like
mm-hmm.
they're just excited about doing it.
Yeah. And of course, I mean, the way this works is you've already been helping these people and you're going to continue to help
right.
these people. And
yeah.
that's what I think people miss about social media and online relationships, is that they just assume like, oh, we're friends on Facebook or Twitter, and therefore everything I have, you need to promote. But
right.
in reality, real life relationships are kind of like virtual relationships too, where you have to be a giver and generous. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's tough, especially when you're first starting, to create content or create a social presence and not see the immediate return
mm-hmm.
because it takes so much to build that relationship of that community.
Yep.
And, you know, my book will be out and it will be episode 702 of
wow.
my video show. I mean, 31 of those are going to be this month, but I've created a whole lot of content. And that doesn't count any podcast or any other thing I've done for others on their assets or what's on my blog. And when you're just starting something like that, and let's say it's the average person with zero community, maybe a network, of course, and a network can help lift you when you're starting something. But when it's a blog or a video, it's hard to feel the return of that, which is why I think people wait until they're like, wait, I need to have a product for this. When it's even more disappointing at that point when you don't get the reception you want, because it might have been something you spent time and money on that's really hard to promote when there's nobody listening. Mm. You just have to call it as it is. When there's nobody listening, there's no one listening, and there's definitely no one buying. Mm-hmm. So that's why all of this work is now paying off, but it's hard for someone to look at and say, oh, well, you waited for 700 videos to sell something? No, absolutely not. Obviously, I've grown a consultancy and a business off the back of having this online presence.
Right.
But I still had to do quite a bit of that in order to get my name out for somebody to want to hire me. And there's got to be a portfolio there in place for people to be impressed with. You have to do so much giving if you want any chance of asking for something in return. And that's just the way it works. And it's always been that way. But this is now just the internet. It's a different place than we've seen before. But we've all had to do the same thing, no matter what point in time it was.
Yep. Yeah, 50 years ago, it was whatever, quote, starting in the mailroom is the old whatever cliche.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Amy, we have just a few minutes left. Of course, we at Author Academy Elite are thrilled to be the ones helping you publish. Look, it's been just a dream. You get it. You get the marketing. You get all that stuff. So for the person who, first of all, Vlog Like a Boss is the book. Mm-hmm. And we are purposely going to release this podcast right around the actual date. The actual physical date is what?
January 31st.
January 31st. So you can still crush your new year.
Yeah.
Still be part of January and make it happen. Turn vlogging into your new thing for 2017. Give people just a quick overview. What are they going to get by getting this book? What will they walk away with?
First and foremost, you know, I always say tactical is like my middle name. I've always been very practical in what I teach and how you can immediately do something once you have observed a piece of content from me. So that's absolutely true with this book. I don't think I would have known how to write it any other way. I wanted you to have the manual. If you are starting today with no matter what the gear is, what your message is, if you were starting with a plan to potentially video blog, what would it take to do that and to do it in the best way possible, no matter how much experience you have on camera. Mm-hmm. So starting really simply with what are some of the fears that you have to break down first, because we're not going to be naive here and say that there aren't any and just jump on camera and start talking. It's difficult. There are some things, and we talked about it earlier, if you don't look at the lens like it's a person, it's not going to be a very good video. And so how can we learn to get past that? So some of the fears we have to go over so that you can get past that and get started. Also, I include a full explanation of what an authoritative video formula looks like so that when you hit record and you start to vlog, you know the basics of a blueprint of a video that will be very well done so that even if you don't feel good about it going into it because you feel like you've never done it before, you at least have a guide to get you through that one video so that at the end of the day, it is a very well done piece of content that people will learn something from. It won't be a waste of their time. It won't be a waste of your time. And it will be done very effectively so that people will want to watch it. It will continue to get better from there. But instead of sitting in front of a camera and not knowing what to do next or going into a nervous elevator pitch, how can we do this a little bit more tactfully? And then finally, I mean, really the secret to this whole thing, and I say the secret and I say that lightly, but I'm just going to tell you what it is because it's not a secret, but it's about creating a video that is shareable. All we all want here is to create something shareable. So how do we make something where we look at it and we say, you know what, even if I didn't make this, or even if my company didn't make this, or even if I wasn't in it, I would totally share this with my community. Because once you take that moment, you have that moment, in your mind, and others even may maybe help you have that moment and see that moment, that's when you're creating something very special. And that's the holy grail, is shareability. So how can we get to that level of success with video, no matter what the format or what the appearance or the content of the video actually is?
Love it. And I love what you say for the book. Here's kind of what I've been able to actually see advanced copies and basically overcome the three major fears that hold many people back, because you nailed it. That's huge. Create your most engaging vlog every time with this authority video formula that you just mentioned. Achieve on-camera talent, and then leverage the secret to video success that creates fans for life. I love it. Those are so clear benefits.
It's really fun.
It is. And so, look, Amy, now that you're kind of, quote, on the other side, you're ready. It's done. You haven't, hit publish yet, but you're very close. And then goes into the fun marketing phase. But what would you tell perhaps another listener about who's considering doing their own book? I mean, you gave them gold today on the whole, give first and this type of thing. But what would you say? Do you think the process has made you clearer and sharper on your own content too?
I think so, because you have to really get focused to take something that is worth learning, but then package it in a way that makes it a very well done book. And I hope I've done that.
Oh yeah.
But thank you. But I think I don't think I would have done it as well if I didn't speak with you about it and become a part of Author Academy Elite. And so I think the other thing I would say is really recognize where you are on the scale of one to author. And because I think where I was fairly low on that scale. And that's some of a confidence issue. And in other ways, it's really, truly experience. I had zero. So don't be afraid to ask for help from someone like a coach or like a community like this, because you're going to come out so much better for it. And also, you won't spend time on things you are not meant to be good at or don't need to be good at. And I think that was the most critical factor here, was I need to do this. I want to do this, but it can't be another full-time job for me. I can allocate time that goes into me being an author and writing this book, but the other things that I don't have time to learn, nor do I care to know.
Yes.
Let's get somebody else to take care of that stuff. So that's what I would say.
Well, Amy, I think it's probably been a year almost to the date. I don't know exactly, but since we've met, and I know, you've blessed me this last year. We've brought you into the tribe. You've added tons of value. So it's been amazing to create some synergistic partnerships with you, and I'm excited. I just know what a book's going to do for you, and I cannot wait. And it's awesome to celebrate your success.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
Awesome. Well, folks, get the book, Vlog Like a Boss. Tons of value. Look, if you're going to go on video, which you need to, it is the new medium. It's where people are. Get Amy's book. It's a roadmap. It's a guide. And she will save you from embarrassment or wasted time and money. Thanks so much, Amy. And where can people find out more about you?
Very easily, you can find about me and the book at vloglikeaboss.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
I love what Amy shared on so many levels. I hope you enjoyed it. I mean, just 2 days ago, so about 48 hours ago, we used video for our Igniting Souls Fellowship. Had thousands watch it, more will. And I taught on the topic of 6 tips to help you sell your first online product or program. And again, rather than do it for an audience of, who knows, 50 or however many were in the room, I don't count, I just show up and start talking. But rather than do it to this great showing up live audience in Ohio, instead, we have people from Australia and Egypt and Europe and all over the place because of video. I mean, in the past, 5 years ago, live stream, it would have been crazy difficult. It would have been very clunky, all kinds of issues. But today, we can literally reach our clients instantaneously. It's like you have your own TV show. I mean, so video is one thing, live stream video is another, and you have that capability. In fact, I got to give a shout out to Pat Ganeau. Pat, our 83-year-old client, she tells me I can share that, by the way. But Pat just filmed herself doing this little speech for Elixir Project Experience. And by the way, if you have not watched the free training for Elixir Project Experience, you are missing out, okay? If an 83-year-old can become unhackable, you can as well. And so Pat went through this program. By the way, the free training is ElixirProjectExperience.com, ElixirProjectExperience.com. But the final day is where you do this thing called a boon speech, a boon speech. It's basically where you take the 30 days that you went through and you convert it into a plan. And Pat did hers, and I saw this, and I knew it was going to be hot. I mean, I just knew this thing was going to go all over the place because it's Pat. I mean, it's an 83-year-old who's pouring out her heart, challenging you on fire. She's so much more on fire than 33-year-olds. And she's just amazing. And look, if Pat can do this, you can do it. So I tell Pat, Pat, you have to post this video to your personal profile. And I'm so glad she did because we were getting dozens and hundreds. She posted that thing on her personal profile. Let me tell you what's happened. She has gotten hundreds of comments, thousands of views. She got invited to speak across the country. She has pre-sold her book, which she talks about, and she barely, you know, talks about it, but she kind of maps it out really quickly. I'm telling you, this is not because she said, you know, I'm going to go online and try to promote myself and try to... She just was herself. She was totally authentic, totally real, and that's why people love it. And the dozens of shares, I mean, it has lit up social media. And if you don't believe me, go to Pat Ganeau, G-A-N-O, on Facebook. Just look at it, and you'll see her doing it. And I say that for a reason, because what is your excuse? You know, what is your excuse? I say that stop comparing, start creating. We need you and your message. I don't know how else to say it. It's imperfect action. It's taking imperfect action. All right, I said at the beginning I would give you a couple of things here at the end. Number one, I have to talk about Amy because you heard her yourself. I brought her in. I said in the beginning that I brought her to the Igniting Souls podcast. I meant to say the Igniting Souls conference. So I brought her to the Igniting Souls conference last October. A lot of you were there. You heard her. I mean, gold. You know, a whole session around vlogging, V-L-O-G-G-I-N-G, and how to do it. And if you were in the audience, you know she challenged you right then and there. You did your first vlog. I mean, it was awesome. Standing ovation. By the way, tickets, we are filling up. It's IgnitingSoulsConference.com. Someone just sent me, hey, can I have a discount? Hey, can I have a code? There is a code right now. It's called Super Early Bird. People are coming in from all over IgnitingSoulsConference.com. We have a fantastic brand new theme like we always do. We never regurgitate old content or old information, but Amy came in and just crushed it, nailed it. Well, I'll tell you what. I met Amy a little over a year ago now that this has been released. When I met her, I obviously knew right then and there she should write a book. And I just told her that. I said, you should write a book. And I think you caught some of that from our interview together. But look, Amy could have gone with anyone to publish. She could. I mean, she's just Google her. She's got YouTube traffic all the way over the place, millions of views. Here's the point. She chose to go with Author Academy Elite for a reason. Notice her launch structure. Notice all the things she did. Notice how she got over 100 podcasts, how she had a launch team, how she had a launch party, which was fantastic, by the way. Her book signings, her media kit, all the stuff that she did, we teach. Now, she did the work. Don't get me wrong. This girl's on fire. But the point is this. She could have gone with anyone, and she chose to go with Author Academy Elite for a lot of reasons. What we just recently did is the same training that got Amy excited. She heard me on Entrepreneur on Fire with John Lee Dumas, and you know the light bulbs went on, and of course, she does stuff I don't do, and I do stuff she doesn't do, and we knew that we should connect, so we connected over a year ago. I spent that whole time on purpose, showing up, filled up. I didn't pitch, I didn't promote, I didn't do anything. I just said, hey, you got a book in you. Let's spend time over coffee. How can I help you? And I fleshed out the book just like I do with all my clients. Fleshed it out, gave her hope, gave her belief, said we can actually do this thing because she knew she needed to write a book for a long time. Everyone told her that. It's annoying when you're going and speaking all over the world and people love you like they do for Amy. And then they say, well, where's your book? Or what can I take back with me? Or how can I share this with people? And you're like, I don't have a book. It immediately drops your credibility. Just like having a book immediately increases your credibility. There are certain speakers bureaus and certain people who will not book you, no matter how good your content, unless you have a book because you are not seen as a credible source. So if Amy knows this, and again, she could go with anyone, she chose Author Academy Elite for a reason. And again, I'm excited about her and all of our authors. We've got just some amazing authors who are releasing in the next 60 days. So excited. We have a former Mrs. International, former Miss Ohio, who's releasing, Lisa Moser, who's releasing a book called The Five Misconceptions and How to Claim Your Authentic Crown. I mean, people who are, you know, Joan Turley, who's doing sacred work in secular places, Christian, non-Christian, fiction, business, personal growth. It is unbelievable when people join the Author Academy Elite family. That's what it is. It's a family. You own all the intellectual property. You get all the profits. It's a very cool model. And what we just recently did is we redid the training that has gained over 50,000 authors have gone through the training, the free training. There's nothing to buy at the end, nothing to buy. This is not where at the end you pull out your credit card and you enter it in. You cannot join Author Academy Elite even if you wanted to, okay? What we do is if at the very end, because I'm 100% authentic, I want to be in integrity, I will tell you, at the end of the free training, which by the way is a free guidebook, if you are on fire and love it, you can fill out a one-page application and say, I'm interested in more information, but that's it. We don't push, we don't do any of that because we know we want to attract a very, very interesting and high-level person, not high-level meaning, ooh, they got to have all this traffic and this big platform. In fact, that's probably the opposite. We want to say, do they have a compelling story? And could we see them in print? And would we want to be aligned and associated with them in the marketplace? We've had people who, you know, don't think ever they would be able to get published. And we just rush to them because we know they have a brilliant, brilliant story. So anyways, we redid the page. It's carrieoberbrunner.com/book. carrieoberbrunner.com/book. There's no excuse. If you have a book in you or if you've written a book already and it hasn't gone the way you've wanted, which we get these stories all the time. People went after this other self-publishing outfit who they didn't get publicity, they didn't get marketing, they didn't get served. They were a printer. They were like Kinko's photocopier and they should have gone with Kinko's because they would have saved money. We are 100% legit. This is 100% satisfaction guaranteed process and program. I become your coach. We take care of nearly everything. I don't write the book for you, but I pretty much help you with every other single thing. So you got to check it out. Why? Because we are about to open a few more spots for our next authors. Why do I say that? Because we take on a very, very limited amount. In fact, we have not taken on officially any authors in over 3 months because I was so focused on Elixir Project Experience, the course. I was running my own stuff that I said, I'm not going to bring in new authors in a larger volume because I'm focused on my own stuff, and that's not fair. Now that Elixir Project Experience has been launched and the course has been created, I'm saying we are taking on a few more people. Before we go to Facebook and other places to find these people, which, again, we have a waiting list as well of people who've said, let us know the next time it's open. So we kind of went to some of those people the last couple days. They're starting to do interviews. Here's the point. The podcast people, you, are very important to me. Just like Amy, I want to make this happen for you. And as a result, carryoverbrunner.com/book. Don't delay. Don't be like, you know, I think I'll do that sometime in 2017. Watch it now. Why do I say that? Because about 12 months ago, I met Amy. She could have delayed and delayed and delayed. Google her. You'll find her all over the place right now. Books all across the world because she didn't sit on her idea. She owns the vlog space on Amazon now. It's like the gold rush. I'm telling you, it is like the gold rush today. And when you have an idea and sit and sit and sit and sit and delay and delay, delay your dream, you're missing valuable influence, impact, and income. She got there first with this topic that she knew she should have written on for years, and now she's the queen of that topic. I want you to be the king. I want you to be the queen, but you gotta watch the training now. Make a promise that if you have not seen it, if you're not one of our authors, in the next 24 hours, you will go to carryoverbrunner.com/book and watch it. All right. I told you I would say one thing about episode 105. You're going to love it. What is the most downloaded episode ever of Igniting Souls podcast? I will tell you. It's about starting your coaching business. Okay. I will get the official title here. No, I won't, because I turn off my internet, so I'm not distracted when I'm doing a podcast. So I won't get you the actual episode, but it's something like how to kickstart your coaching business overnight, something like that. It was a while back. It's been the most downloaded episode ever. I didn't think it would be. I really didn't. You know, I thought a lot of other ones would be. I thought a lot of other ones were better, but people craved that topic about kickstarting their coaching business overnight. Why? Because it's hot. There's a lot of people who realize I want to create a side hustle, meaning something I can do while I have a day job, something I can do a few hours here or there, something I can do to get some extra money. This is how I went pro. I started to do a few coaching clients on the side while I was a full-time pastor, while I still showed up, filled up in my day job. And that coaching was amazing. I loved it. I formed a couple coaching then groups and literally had enough income to sidestep away from my day job and jump in full-time and do this thing called Igniting Souls full-time. And since then, it's taken off. It's been a rocket because it was a hobby before that. I never had enough income to justify the thought of leaving, you know, with three kids and a wife and mortgage and blah, 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 blah. All that stuff that was fear-based, health insurance, scared, scared, scared. I was so scared, but I created a side hustle of coaching. Well, episode 105 is called How to Create a Killer Coaching Business as Your Side Hustle. I am going to share in the next episode some very cool stuff that has worked. Not hype, but hope. Okay, there's a lot of people who, you know, quote, want to be a coach and they think they need all these certifications and they need all this training. And what is true is they've probably been coaching for the last 5, 10, or 20 years in their day job. They just haven't realized it. And as a result, their self-limiting beliefs prevent them from thinking they could be a coach. Well, episode 105, I'm going to teach you how to create it as your side hustle. I think you're going to love it. I'm going to launch that episode very quickly. There's a couple reasons why. Number one, I get it, okay? I didn't post a podcast here for longer than I should have. Why? Because you'll find that out later in the year. But I was doing something. I was doing something very strategic, and I hated not serving you with the podcast. You know, I've been batting 1,000 for the whole last year, every week podcast. But I absolutely knew that I needed to delay a few days for a very strategic reason, and I'll share that later on in the year. Pretty cool. But the point is this: I feel like I owe you. I feel like I need to give you another episode quickly, so I'm going to do that. So expect it in a few days. You're going to get episode 105 in a very short few days. I think you're going to love it. I think it's going to be one of the top listen episodes because it's on topic with what you've told me you want. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner today. Be a soul on fire. Go to carrieoberbrunner.com/book. Watch that free training. If it fits for you, fill out that one page. We call it an application, so that we can consider you as perhaps one of our next authors, and then get ready for how to create a killer coaching business as your side hustle. Of course, check out Amy's book. Get in, start using video. Just start, shoot a video this week. Let me know if you shoot one. Make it valuable, make it on topic, and you'll do fantastic. All right, I believe in you. So excited. Thanks for being a listener. If you haven't left a review, go ahead over to iTunes, click ratings and review. That helps us serve more people, ignite 1 million souls by 2020. You're awesome. I'm going to go on my outdoor run. It's like 19 degrees. Who cares? If you're warm inside, you got to run in the freezing cold, right? We'll talk to you later.